It is great to have a talent. When you're able to use that talent to bring something positive to people and help raise awareness of a cause, that talent becomes even more valuable and important. My next guest is a stand-up comedian who shares a look at her life and the world in a way that certainly makes you laugh. She'll be doing her thing at Sussex County Community College on Saturday, April 11th. As part of the Ladies' Night of Comedy, her many appearances include Comedy Central, Nick at Night, The Today Show, Fox News Channel, and I'm proud to say here as well. Good morning, Sherry Davey.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Always a pleasure to have you here. SherryDavey.com is where you can read more and watch more about this great talent on the stage and all the other fun stuff that she does. And let me give you the lowdown
on
what she is up to in our neck of the woods in Sussex County. It's a Ladies' Night of Comedy, Saturday, April 11th. 8 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Sussex County Community College. And you'll be performing with the likes of Karen Bergreen, Alexander McHale, and I was going to try to explain Dame Edma, but Dame Edma is something you just have to show up and experience. Let's put it that way.
I guess. There you go. Absolutely. She qualifies for the male, she qualifies as a male and a female performer. So there you go. She hits both ends.
And to get the tickets, it's 973-300-3171, 973-300-3171. What have you been up to lately? I've been sort of lost track of you because you've just been bouncing all over between, online and on air and on stage. You've pretty much got it all going.
Yeah, I've been working very hard, and which is good. It's always good to keep busy. I've been co-writing and producing a little mini-series for Nick Mom called The Actual Housewives of the PTO, which completely lampoons all those awful people who own PTOs and PTAs in school districts because I have been subjected to their wrath myself. So this is my own little piece of revenge. And on top of that, I've been tolerating my teenager. So I've been very busy.
Maybe you should reveal some secrets. How do you successfully tolerate your teenager and not have law enforcement get involved?
They've been here. Don't you worry.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you something, Chris. The police have been at my house so many times these past few months that they actually recognize me when I'm out in the store now. I saw this policeman when I was out in the local Food Lion, and he said, "Oh my goodness, you changed your hair." I mean, that's how much they know me. They notice a change in my hairstyle.
They know you so well. They bring you the donuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Now when I call 911, I just say to them, "Hey, by the way, she's misbehaving. And could you bring me a double half decaf? on your way."
I mentioned Sherry is think of the material Sherry has to work with. She is a Brit living in America. She was married, divorced, and has kids. You never run out of stuff.
Oh, never. Especially, anybody who's been married and especially divorced, and especially from a cheater, there's so much material. It's funny. I just started dating again. Chris, it's very unusual when you're dating again, but you haven't dated for a long time. I was married for like 20 years. I make mistakes. I find myself calling when I'm not supposed to call, texting too soon or not soon enough. I have no skills. You see, my ex-husband, he dated throughout the marriage, so he never lost his skills. He's in a much better place than me.
Well, now you know
what the edge.
Now you know what us guys feel like when we have the pressure on dating.
There you go.
There's a difference between, at what point am I going to be called the stalker?
Yeah. There you go. At what point does she just give over and give in and say, okay, and act like a prisoner? So there you go. There's that fine line.
So, for anyone who has yet to, they just had this tremendous void in their life. They've never experienced Sherry Davey on stage. What's your stuff? What gets your attention that you want to bring to people and help make sense of it or laugh at it and even point at it and laugh at it?
Oh, well, I point at parenthood a great deal, the humiliations of parenthood, and the humiliations of being a parent in the modern technology era, dealing with the Facebook and the kids on the phone all the time, and just how technology has changed our lives so much, especially when it comes to parenting, and how you can't tell your children not to take lewd pictures of themselves with their cell phones anymore. When we were growing up, we didn't have that. All you can tell them nowadays is you can take the pictures, just don't be identifiable in them, because one day you eventually want to go to college.
Yes, or get a job.
Oh, yes, sir. This is the modern parenting advice. So I feel the modern humiliations of parenting, especially a teenage girl.
So with comedian Sherry Davey, who along with Karen Bergreen, Alexandra McHale and Dame Edma will be at Sussex County Community College on Saturday, April 11th at the Performing Arts Center as part of the Ladies of Comedy Nights. Well, 3.5 when you count Dame Edma, but again, that's something you're just going to have to see it to believe it. 973-300-3171 for tickets. 973.
Oh, and can you please go to also NickMom, NickMom.com. That's the station that I've been producing the miniseries for. Please go there. You can see all the series as they play online, too.
That's a beautiful thing. We have that link over at our website as well. And speaking
of websites,
you can also get your tickets for Ladies' Night of Comedy Night at sussex.edu. It's sussex.edu. But again, the phone is 973-300-3171. Four tickets for this great event. You mentioned all the technology and parenting, Sherry. So did you friend your daughter on Facebook?
I did. And then when I told her off for not making her bed, she unfriended me. Can you believe that? I got the message loud and clear.
Now, I mentioned in the introduction that when someone has a talent, they can use it for a cause. That's always a good thing. And good news, bad news. Bad news that this event is sold out, but the great news is it's sold out because Sherry's also part of a fundraiser for Quest Autism Programs, questnj.org. I'm throwing a lot of websites at you, I know, but you'll find them over at our website later. And on April 17th down in Wyckoff. And this is a special cause for you, Sherry, because you have an autistic daughter.
Yes, I do. My younger child, the heaven-sent one, is autistic. She has Asperger's syndrome, and so this is, or as we are now calling it, pervasive developmental disorder, PDD. And so this cause is definitely near and dear to my heart, as we need so much. We need the best minds in the country to really, you know, get to work on autism, trying to not. You know, my cause now when it comes to autism is not trying to find a cure, so to speak, but learning how to teach these young people in a way that they can learn best. Because I find that I'm generalizing, but my daughter in particular is incredibly intelligent. She just learns differently than other children.
It's just a matter of adapting an educational process. I've talked with, over the years, a whole host of autism experts, and first example comes to mind is Jenny McCarthy and her son. She basically bucked so many odds where so many wanted to basically just pretty much institutionalize her child. And from the last things I've heard about her son, he's a vibrant, active, and very positive young man at this point.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny you say that. Funny, and I only mean funny because I had a similar experience. I don't mean it's laughable. You know, when my daughter was little, I was told when she was about 4, and it takes such a long time to get the true diagnosis of autism, especially in girls, not boys. In girls, it's different. And they kept telling me they weren't sure exactly sure what it was, if it was PDD, autism. At one point, they even said she was had mental retardation. I mean, there were so many diagnoses sort of floating around, and they told me, and she was 4 years old, Chris. I mean, this is only a 4-year-old child because she was nonverbal. They said to me, you know, just sort of leave her in special education, you know, learn to lower your expectations. I mean, this was literally said to my face by a principal at a very good school in Brooklyn, to lower my expectations, stop, telescoping my issues onto my child, stop, you know, just learn to live with her limitations. Now, there's a certain degree of realism that you must have when you deal with your children as far as learning that they are not you, that they are their own people. But I say that's more seeing them as an individual, not as a limited individual. If I had taken that advice of that teacher and just sort of left my daughter in special education, not that it's not a good place to be, but done that and given up on so many other aspects of her education, God knows where she'd be now, but I never accepted that. I said, you know, I saw this Brazilian, I went to this Brazilian neurologist in the city, and she said to me, you know, we're just at the beginning stages of autism where we were 50 years ago with cardiology. We have yet to truly understand it. And she said, don't accept any limitations. You know, get her mainstreamed, have her in general education with related services, because she was able to be in a gen ed classroom, and just pile on the services, give her empathy training, just do everything you possibly can, increase her music training, and just like with Jenny, sort of, you know, don't give up. And now my daughter is 12 years old and is healthy, vibrant, is on the high honor roll of school, has a 97 overall average, is verbal, has some friends, and is doing brilliantly well and is an accomplished pianist.
I love it.
So
I
there
love
you
it.
Go.
And well, she has an accomplished mom as an example too to follow, and just being a woman in the world of comedy, that's a high hurdle right there. And what Sherry has done with her career and what continues to do, and all the stuff she has still in front of her to do, and all along the way, you get to be the beneficiary of that, because you're going to have some fun with Ladies of Comedy Night at Sussex County Community College, and it'll be on Saturday, April 11th, 8 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center. You can phone for tickets, 973-300-3171, 973-300-3171. Online tickets are available at sussex.edu. Sherry will be appearing with Karen Bergreen, Alexander McHale, and the experience known as Dame Edma. You just got to go see all this to believe it, and you will have fun, and you will be glad you'll be supporting the Sussex County Community College Foundation as well. That's a good cause right there. In addition, SherryDavey.com on the web. Find out everything that she's up to. We'll put up some more links of Sherry's work as well at our website, so we don't totally blow your ears off this morning. Sherry, it's always fun talking with you. And the way you give yourself of yourself on stage through your talent, and the way you give of yourself with your heart, with autism and all the other causes and concerns that you bring to people's attention through your work and through your capabilities and platform that you've been blessed to have. Thanks for doing all that, for being here this morning.
Oh, and thank you so much for chatting with me and you reaching out to me, Chris. Thank you so much. This has been great to catch up with you and your audience. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you all soon at the next show.